Trump raid. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. FBI agents raided the home of former President Trump on Monday.
FBI agents even brought a safe cracker and opened a relatively new safe in Mar-a-Lago. The source says that safe was new and there was, quote, nothing in it. A source familiar with the situation also tells Fox News that FBI agents went through every single office, safe, and grabbed documents without going through them on the Mar-a-Lago property, instead taking the documents and boxes to go through later.
Fox's Matt Finn. Sources tell Fox News the raid was about documents which Mr. Trump kept when he left the White House. Eric Trump telling Fox's Hannity.
The purpose of the raid, from what they said, was because the National Archives wanted to, you know, corroborate whether or not Donald Trump had any documents in his possession. And my father has worked so collaboratively with them for months.
The raid is unprecedented in U.S. history. The former president, in a statement comparing America to a third world country, quote, corrupt at a level not seen before. The White House claims it knew nothing of the raid before it happened. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he's seen enough and says when Republicans take back the House, they will conduct immediate oversight of the Justice Department, adding Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. President Biden pleased with the Senate's passage of a big spending bill on Sunday.
The president is positive that a new climate change and tax bill will lift his side in November's midterms.
Do I expect you to help? Yes, I do. It's going to need you to help.
It's unclear who will ask the president to join them on the trail. In the New York Times, influential columnist Maureen Dowd writes, his inner circle, irritated by stories about concerns over his age and unpopularity, will say this winning streak gives Biden the impetus to run again. The opposite is true. It should give him the confidence to leave, secure in the knowledge that he has made his mark.
Fox's Peter Ducey. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden, accompanied by the First Lady, traveled to eastern Kentucky on Monday to see firsthand some of the damage done by flooding last month, and he promised the region would be built back.
We're going to come back better than before, and I really mean it. That's the objective I have. Not come back to what we were before, come back to better than we were before.
The White House says the Federal Emergency Management Agency has already provided the region with more than $3 million in emergency relief funding. A main roadway into Death Valley National Park will remain closed into next week as crews continue to clean up from the record-breaking rains that damaged the roadway and choked it with mud, rocks, and debris. The California Department of Transportation says about 10 miles of State Route 190 remain to be cleared and then patched up. The Biden administration has announced another $1 billion in military aid for Ukraine, what will be the biggest yet delivery of rockets, ammunition, and other arms for Ukrainian forces. It will bring to more than $9 billion the amount of money committed or the amount of arms committed to Ukraine by the U.S. since the Russian invasion. China's aggression toward Taiwan continues.
This was supposed to have stopped Sunday, but China decided to carry on its extensive military exercises around and over Taiwan, leaving people wondering what Beijing's endgame is, as China all but simulates an invasion of the self-governing democracy. It has been days of unprecedented shows of live fire forced by China's People's Liberation Army. For the first time, missiles fired over Taiwan and an effective blockade. All of this in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the island nation last week.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. Several Chinese warships are still sailing near there and in a few cases over the median line of the Strait, Taiwan Strait, kind of ignoring calls to calm the tensions. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.